Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections ends this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a 3-day visit to Kanyakumari beginning today. Southwest monsoon arrives in Kerala and covers most parts of Northeast India. IIT Madras's startup Agnikul Cosmos launches the world's first rocket with fully 3D printed engine. And in boxing, India's Sachin Sivaj enters quarterfinals of World Qualification Tournament in Bangkok. Campaigning for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of June. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 seat in the union territory of Chandigarh. 42 assembly seats in Odisha will also go to polls in this phase simultaneously. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray for 57 Lok Sabha seats. Top leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Hoshiarpur town of Punjab. He accused the Congress and the Indy Alliance of appeasement and vote bank politics. Mr. Modi said that for the sake of vote bank, Congress continuously opposed the construction of the Ram Temple and also opposed Citizenship Amendment Act CAA. Prime Minister said his government will not allow anyone to snatch away the reservation of Dalits, OBCs and backward classes and give it to Muslims only.
Modi sarkar ki yojanaon ka laabh bina bhedbhav sabhi ko mil raha hai. Sabhi ko pakka ghar mila. बिना भेदभाव सभी को मुफ्त गैस कनेक्शन मिला बिना भेदभाव सभी को शौचालय मिला बिना भेदभाव सभी को बिजली कनेक्शन मिला ऐसी योजनाओं ने गरीब और दलित के लिए स्वाभिमान से जीना संभव किया है.
BJP National President JP Nadda is also scheduled to address rallies in Amritsar, Faridkot and Roopnagar in favour of the party candidates. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann is also scheduled to hold roadshows in various districts. In Uttar Pradesh, Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will campaign in Kushinagar, Robertsganj and Chandauli constituencies, while Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will hold roadshows in Kushinagar and Sonbhadra constituencies. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign in Maharajganj and Ghosi constituencies today. Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will hold rallies in Godda and Sahibganj. Chief Minister and JMM leader Champai Soren will address a series of meetings in Godda, Dumka and Sahibganj in favour of the party candidates. In Bihar, BJP State President Samrat Chaudhary will hold public meetings in poll-bound areas. Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha will hold door-to-door campaign in Nalanda, Jehanabad, Pataliputra constituencies. LJP Ram Vilas Party Chief Chirag Paswan will also hold public meetings in support of the NDA candidates. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad will hold roadshows and voters' outreach programs in Pataliputra constituency. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will take a whirlwind tour of all 8 parliamentary constituencies and address public meetings. In Odisha, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Simulia under Balasar Lok Sabha constituency this morning, where he alleged that the ruling BJD in Odisha and BJP have a hidden partnership for their mutual political benefits.
BJD ke Naveen Patnaik ji BJP ke liye yahan kaam karte hain, ye dono ek hain, inki partnership chal rahi hai.
In Himachal Pradesh, both major parties, BJP and Congress, have intensified their efforts with rallies and roadshows led by their star campaigners. More from our correspondent.
To sway the electoral environment in their favour, leaders of both BJP and Congress are making their last-ditch efforts. Today, senior BJP leader and union minister Nitin Gadkari held a rally in support of party candidate Kangana Ranaut in Karsog region of the Mandi parliamentary constituency. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a rally in Dhalpur in Kullu with Kangana Ranaut, where senior leader and former Chief Minister Jairam Thakur was also present. Yogi Adityanath also campaigned in the Hamirpur parliamentary constituency alongside BJP candidate and union minister Anurag Thakur, who is also scheduled to address a public meeting in Guwahati today. On the other side, senior Congress leader and National General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will hold a roadshow in Solan to support party candidate Vinod Sultanpuri from Shimla parliamentary seat. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu will also accompany her. Although BJP secured all four Lok Sabha seats of the state in 2019 general elections, this time a tough competition is anticipated between BJP and Congress. Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Shimla.
In our series of constituency profile for Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Khadur Lok Sahib parliamentary seat in Punjab. Khadur Sahib constituency, spread over four districts of Amritsar, Tarn Taran, Ferozpur and Kapurthala, witnessing a multi-cornered contest with a total of 28 candidates, including 18 independents in the fray. We have a report.
Khadur Sahib Lok Sabha constituency in the Majha region is entirely rural based and about 60% of voters are farmers. The Aam Aadmi Party has fielded Transport Minister Lalji Singh Bhullar, who is also the MLA from the same area. Shiromani Akali Dal has made Birsa Singh Baltoha its candidate, while the BJP's Manjeet Singh Manna is in the fray. The Congress party has given a ticket to Kulbir Singh Jira in place of sitting MP Jasveer Singh Dimpa. Amrit Pal Singh, chief of Punjab De Waris organization, has made this contest interesting by entering the election arena as an independent. In the past, Congress and Shiromani Akali Dal have been dominating here from time to time. But now the situation is not like that. Candidates of all parties have to sweat a lot in the multi-cornered contest. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu beginning today. In Kanyakumari, Mr. Modi will visit the Rock Memorial and meditate at the Dhyan Mandapam, which is the same place where Swami Vivekananda did meditation. This rock had a major impact on Swami Vivekananda's life. People believe that like Sarnath holds a special place in the life of Gautam Buddha, this rock also holds a similar place in the life of Swami Vivekananda. It was there that Swami Vivekananda arrived after wandering across the country and meditated for 3 days and attained a vision for a developed India. Meditating at the same place shows Mr. Modi's commitment to bringing Swami Vivekananda's vision of a Vikasit Bharat to life. In a remarkable achievement, IIT Madras's startup Agnikul Cosmos has launched the world's first rocket with a single-piece, three-dimensional, 3D printed engine. The rocket Agniban sorted suborbital technological demonstrator is also India's first semi-cryogenic engine-powered rocket launch that was completely designed and manufactured indigenously. It was also launched from India's first privately developed launch pad called Dhanush, established by Agnikul at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh at 7:15 a.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the remarkable feat of IIT Madras' startup Agnikul Cosmos, which has launched the world's first rocket with a single-piece, three-dimensional, 3D-printed engine. In a social media post, he said that the successful launch of Agniban rocket is a momentous occasion for India's space sector and a testament to the remarkable ingenuity of our Yuva Shakti. Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes to the Agnikul Cosmos team for their future endeavours. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has informed that southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala and advanced into most parts of northeast India today. Monsoon has arrived 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of the 1st of June. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that conditions are favourable for onset of monsoon in remaining parts of South India, including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry in the next 2 to 3 days.
Southeast monsoon has set in over Kerala today. It has also advanced into many parts of northeastern states. Conditions are further favourable for advance of monsoon to some more parts of South India, including remaining parts of Kerala, some parts of Karnataka, some more parts of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry during next 2 to 3 days. It will also further advance into remaining parts of Northeast India, Sikkim and some parts of South Himalaya and West Bengal during next 2 to 3 days.
On the heat wave, IMD informed that intensity of heat wave conditions is likely to reduce from today. Dr. Mohapatra said that due to the approaching southwesterly winds, rain and thunder shower is expected over Northwest India.
From today, the intensity of heat wave conditions is likely to reduce, and also the aerial spread of heat wave condition is also expected to reduce from today. It is mainly because of the southwesterly winds blowing from North Arabian Sea towards Northwest India, approach of a western disturbance towards Northwest India. We are expecting rain or thunder shower in some places in Northwest India.
Due to extreme heat conditions, Delhi Fire Department received 220 calls about fire yesterday, which is a record high in a day in the country, except on the day of Diwali festival. These calls include fire incidents of waste dumping sites, air conditioners, electric meter and wire, and among others. Talking to Akashwani News, Delhi Fire Department Director Atul Garg said that the number of fire calls has increased up to 25% this year as compared to the last year. He added, in view of predictions of heat conditions this year, the department had already taken major steps and prepared to control any incident.
इस बार पहले से अंदेशा था कि टेम्परेचर ज्यादा रहेगा इसलिए हम लोगों ने बहुत व्यापक तैयारी की थी काफी इक्विपमेंट नए खरीदे गए थे रोबोट खरीदा गया था वाटर टावर खरीदी गई थी जिससे कि हम फायर के टाइम में हम ठीक से हर कॉल को अटेंड कर सकें और लोगों की जान माल की रक्षा कर सके.
Mr. Garg said that if people follow some steps, the number of fire incidents may decrease.
अगर आप छोटी छोटी बातों का ध्यान रखेंगे तो फायर की घटनाएं बहुत कम हो जाएंगी आपके जान माल की सुरक्षा भी होगी. अगर आप अपनी वायरिंग की अपने लोड की समय पे एक साल में एक बार जांच कराएं ये देख लें वायरिंग ठीक है वायरिंग कटी हुई तो नहीं है वायरिंग गली हुई तो नहीं है और मल्टी प्लगिंग ना हो जितने भी इक्विपमेंट है आपके जो हैवी ड्यूटी टाइप के उनको कंटिन्यूस ना चलाएं उसको थोड़ा रेस्ट दे स्पेशली एसी. दूसरा अगर आप किचन में हैं और कोई ऐसी चीज पका रहे हैं तेल डाल के कर रहे हैं तो उस टाइम फोन को अवॉइड करें.
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of Goa on their statehood day today. In a social media post, the president said that the people of Goa are known for their progressive values and hospitality. She said Goa has made remarkable progress on several human development indices. Enforcement Directorate ED has attached properties worth over 291 crore rupees belonging to companies of amusement parks located at Great India Place Mall in Noida, Rohini area in Delhi and Dolatpur village in Jaipur. These properties have been attached under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. In boxing, India's Sachin Sivaj entered the quarterfinals of the World Qualification Tournament in Bangkok, Thailand. He defeated Batuhan Shifti of Turkey with a unanimous 5-0 victory in the 57-kilogram category. He is just 2 wins away from booking a ticket to the upcoming Paris Olympics. In squash, India's Ratika Seelan has advanced to the quarterfinals of the Hong Kong PSA Challenge Cup in Hong Kong, China. The 6th-seeded Indian defeated Ka Huin Liuing of the host country 3-2 with a come-from-behind victory in the women's singles pre-quarters. She will meet the 3rd-seeded Seher Viratna Kumar of Malaysia in the quarterfinals. In chess, Pragyananda topped Magnus Carlsen for the first time in classical event. The 18-year-old Indian prodigy took down the world number one with the white pieces in the 3rd round of the Norway Chess 2024. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections ends this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a 3-day visit to Kanyakumari beginning today. Southwest monsoon arrives in Kerala and covers most parts of Northeast India. IIT Madras' startup Agnikul Cosmos launches world's first rocket with fully 3D printed engine. And in boxing, India's Sachin Sivaj enters quarterfinals of the World Qualification Tournament in Bangkok. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.